Chapter 5. Lieutenant Harry to the Rescue. The passengers standing on the promenade deck were feeling very scared. Among them was Lady Fortescue, wearing a gold and diamond necklace and large diamond rings. She looked at Blackjack angrily.
"Who do you think you are, telling us what to do and where to go?" she asked.
"I'm not telling you what to do, lady," answered Blackjack, pointing his rifle at her. "This rifle is telling you what to do."
Two of the passengers were talking loudly.
"Be quiet,"
Blackjack shouted to them. He fired a shot into the air, and the passengers immediately became silent.
"Now listen carefully," said Blackjack. "My men are going to go around, and you're going to give them your jewellery and your money. Anybody who refuses will have to confront me."
"What will you do? Kill us?" Lady Fortescue asked.
Blackjack approached and stood in front of her. Then he pulled her towards him.
"Look what we've got here. A stupid rich lady," he said, taking the necklace from Lady Fortescue's neck by force.
"Give me your rings now," he shouted.
"No, I won't," declared Lady Fortescue.
"So you think you're a brave lady," said Blackjack, taking her arm and pulling her to the rails of the ship. "Let's see how brave you are now," he said, picking her up, ready to throw her over the side of the ship.
"Help,"
said Lady Fortescue, trembling as she looked down at the sea below her. Blackjack lifted her higher.
"No, no, please put me down,"
she cried, terrified. Blackjack placed her on the deck and put an open hand in front of her face. Lady Fortescue immediately took off her diamond rings and all her jewellery and gave them to him.
"That's better," said Blackjack, smiling cruelly.
He looked at all the passengers.
"Now, everybody stand in a line," he ordered them.
The pirates organized the passengers into lines. Everybody was silent, watching Blackjack. Just then, the two pirates who had gone to find the safe returned, carrying the bags filled with the valuables they had found. Blackjack took the bags from the two pirates.
"Don't worry, my friends," he said to the passengers, laughing loudly. "Your valuables are safe with me."
The pirates moved up and down the lines of passengers, taking all their jewellery and money. Some passengers pretended not to have anything. These people were pushed to the first line of passengers and forced to stand in front of Blackjack.
"Empty your pockets and give me everything you've got," ordered Blackjack, pointing his rifle at them. "And that includes your diamond ring, lady," he said to another rich woman, standing with her hand in her pocket.
He forced her to take her hand out of her pocket and pulled the ring from her finger. Then he pushed her back to stand with the other passengers. There was silence. Harry and Rachel were still on the promenade deck. They were now hiding behind some deck chairs near the entrance to the deserted nightclub. They could see the action quite well from where they were hiding. The pirates had taken all the passengers' possessions and were adding them to the bags containing the contents of the safe. Pirates stood at each end of the lines, pointing their weapons at the passengers. Blackjack stood in front of the passengers, talking to them. He was holding his rifle in his hand.
"Do you still think you can get to the leader without being seen?" Rachel quietly asked Harry.
Harry didn't answer at first, and then he turned to Rachel.
"Look, he's walking up and down the lines of passengers. I'm sure I'll be able to capture him now," said Harry. "Wait here quietly. Don't move."
Harry came out and stood with the passengers. The pirates didn't see him. Blackjack was walking confidently up and down the lines of passengers.
"We're not really pirates," he was telling them.
My men and I are just soldiers without a country."
He was approaching the last line of passengers, with an evil smile on his face. Harry decided to surprise Blackjack. He'd wait until Blackjack got closer, take his rifle, and make him his prisoner. Without their leader, the bandits would surrender. Harry was very happy that he had a gun. Blackjack was now very close to Harry. As Blackjack passed him, Harry quickly took his gun from his pocket. Just then, one of the pirates who was standing at the end of the line saw what Harry was doing and acted immediately. From her refuge, Rachel saw the pirate lift his rifle and point it in Harry's direction.
"Harry, be careful!"
she shouted, just as Harry was about to attack Blackjack. Blackjack heard Rachel and turned round, hitting Harry's head with his rifle. Harry fell to the floor, unconscious, his gun falling to the ground. Blackjack quickly picked up the gun and put it inside his belt. "Kino, take him to the front," Blackjack ordered the pirate. "Rongo, take Mickey and bring that girl. I'm going to teach her a lesson." Rongo and Mickey immediately ran in the direction of Rachel's voice. Meanwhile, Rachel had entered the nightclub. Outside, she heard the sound of running and then voices. Rachel knew that she had to hide, and quickly. She looked around for a good place, but there wasn't much time to decide, so she ran to the bar and hid behind it.
"I'll look in here,"
said Rongo, standing outside the entrance to the nightclub.
"You look in the casino, Mickey. She couldn't have gone very far."
Rongo ran inside the nightclub and looked around. He was approaching the bar when Mickey entered.
"She's definitely not in the casino," he told Rongo.
Rongo indicated to Mickey to be quiet and pointed to the bar. Behind it, Rachel didn't make a sound. Rongo and Mickey looked over the bar and saw Rachel hiding there.
"Well, look at this lovely lady," said Mickey. "You're coming with us," he said.
The two pirates pulled Rachel from her refuge.
"Let me go, you big gorillas,"
Rachel shouted, kicking and hitting them as hard as she could. But Mickey and Rongo held her firmly.
"Check her bag, Mickey," said Rongo. "Maybe she's got a gun like her friend."
Mickey took Rachel's small handbag and put his hand inside.
"I can't feel a gun in here." "But what's this?" asked Mickey, taking out a diary and opening it.
Something fell out, and Mickey picked it up.
"Look at this,"
he said, showing Rongo a photo of Rachel with a young man.
"There's a message on it. It says, 'Dear Rachel, thanks for being such a brilliant co-star. I look forward to working with you again. Love, Jeff.'" "It looks like we've caught a film star," said Rongo.
He tried to kiss Rachel, but she hit his face hard.
"Blackjack is going to be very happy when he sees you, my little angel,"
said Rongo, and the two pirates laughed.